You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, I'll be discussing Free Fire, directed by Ben Wheatley. So, Free Fire is a superb high-concept film. Essentially, a gun deal gone wrong in a warehouse and chaos ensues. What you have is a very pared-down action film, all taking place in one small-ish environment of the warehouse, and just a great cast of characters, and seeing their interactions and their relationships in this kind of difficult situation. The cast is amazing. You've got Cillian Murphy, who's known for his roles in television's Peaky Blinders, also Christopher Nolan films like Batman Begins and Inception. Michael Smiley, who's been in previous Ben Wheatley films, Kill List and A Field in England. Armie Hammer, who's known for big American films. And Brie Larson, who's out in Kong Skull Island, also out at the moment. And Sharlto Copley, obviously from District 9, Elysium, films like that. And it's great to see these characters all together. They're obviously all big Hollywood stars, but you essentially have a split between the Irish and the Americans, and Sharlto Copley from South Africa, obviously. The idea of the film is, it's 1978, and there is a gun deal going ahead. You're not quite sure who these characters are or what they're doing, but you get the impression that the Irish side are buying the guns for, probably for the IRA, I presume, and the Americans, led by Sharlto Copley, are selling the guns, and Brie Larson and Armie Hammer's characters are kind of the go-betweens, I guess. Very little is told given to you at the beginning of this film. It kind of starts, and then you have to work out who everyone is, what their alliances is. I thought the concept for this film was fantastic. When I saw the trailer for it and heard about it, like, I really wanted to see it, because it's just such an interesting idea to set an entire film in one location. Obviously, people are going to draw the comparison with something like Reservoir Dogs, which is also, you know, small cast characters, something's gone badly wrong, it's in a warehouse, there's a lot of blood and violence and shooting. And there are a couple of nods to Reservoir Dogs in this film, and it has that very Tarantino-esque cool with them all wearing the 1970s fashions. There's little music in the film, and when it's used to fantastic effect, comedic effect. Unlike something like Shoot 'Em Up, which is one film that I thought of while I was watching this, this manages to walk the line between comedy and tension. It managed to remain serious enough that you're invested in the characters and you're sort of worried about what's going to happen to them. And also, the film doesn't shy away from showing you the effect of violence and being shot. You do see blood, you do see cuts. You know, it's a very bloody, violent film. There's a lot of swearing in it. It's very realistic, but it also does have that dark sense of humor. One of the things this film does really well is, as well as being the kind of exploitation action flick, it also seems to have a satirical element underlying it. There's a line early on in the film which I picked up on where the characters are walking in and one character asks another, "I wonder what they used to make at this warehouse," and the character replies, "It doesn't matter, nobody wants it anymore." So I essentially saw this as a hint to the audience to say, you can read this film on another level if you like. So essentially what the film is selling you, or what's going to happen in the factory, is what the film is providing you with, which is guns, death, blood, violence, which is basically everything that the audience is going to the cinema to see. So it's almost a comment on this type of movie, while at the same time, like, wholeheartedly running with the idea of a violent gun-toting action pick. So the reason why they start dueling, I don't want to give it away, because obviously this film's plot is fairly thin. It is just two groups of people in a warehouse shooting at each other. So if I gave away that, it's giving away a large part of the film. But it is really tragic, and it is enough for you to imagine that it would cause them to have this kind of falling out and for a lot of people to get shot. There are twists and turns throughout the plot. Like I said, with the plot being so thin, the main thing which keeps this film kind of funny and entertaining and engaging is the fantastic script, which was written by Ben Wheatley and his long-term collaborator Amy Jump, who's worked on a lot of his other films with him. The script is really funny. There's a lot of great lines in here and a lot of black humor. Obviously people do die in the film and get injured, so you do have to have that kind of dark sense of humor to be able to laugh at tragedy. The other good thing I liked about the film was that it managed to maintain attention all the way through. Essentially, they're hiding out. What it's reminiscent of is almost like young kids playing cowboys and Indians. And this, again, comes back to this idea of the whole film can be seen as a satire. It's almost showing up our obsession with gun violence and the idea of, you know, shooting each other with toy guns. But in this situation, it's real and there are tragic consequences. But yeah, there's tension throughout the film. And there's so many moments you think you're kind of worried at the beginning. From the opening scene, there's a lot of tension building because you're wondering who they are, who's, you think, oh, characters might betray each other, there's something's going to happen, you can sense something bad. Once they start shooting, there is that worry of, is this going to sustain itself through the film? It's fairly short, it's about an hour and a half, or even less, but it does manage to maintain tension throughout the film, and it does have twists and turns in it, and things happen that change the balance of power. But overall, yeah, fantastic, I guess, gangster film, a crime, fantastic crime thriller action film with a really black sense of humor. Really fun watch. If you like witty dialogue, if you like action movies, if you're a fan of Ben Wheatley and Amy Jump's previous work, I think you'll have an absolute blast at this movie. Not everyone's taste because there is graphic violence. But if you're a fan of this kind of film, it is an incredibly fun watch. So that was my review of Free Fire by Ben Wheatley. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll be back soon with another review.